This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
When stopping at Big Bone Lick State Historic Site, take the 0.2-mile walk along the trail to visit with the bison herd. On this episode of the Agritourism Edition, Bison Program Coordinator Paul Simpson says the American bison are not buffalo.
Bison have historically been referred to as the American buffalo, but scientifically they are the bison. In 2016, the National Bison Legacy Act established the American bison as America's national mammal, so they have equal status with the bald eagle.
Paul, who is a retired history teacher, says you can see bison any day you visit.
We maintain a herd here of about 10 to 15 animals. 365 days a year, the park is open, dawn to dusk, for you to be able to come back and see the bison.
He says seeing the young animals and experiencing the trails are great ways to enjoy the park.
We've had two new calf members this year so far, and we'll be expecting two more very soon. 365 days a year that we're open here, the trails are one of the most popular things.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Big Bone Bison Coordinator Paul Simpson says the bison vary in age.
With a small herd, we have one adult male, the herd bull, and then we have some breeder cows, sometimes they're referred to as, and then the other half of the herd are younger members that we have. And our calves this year so far, we have one bull calf and then one heifer or female calf.
He adds, when viewing the bison, make sure you respect the barriers.
They are very protective of their young, and they have a very high herd cohesion, so they'll be staying together, protecting each other. And there's a lot of lessons that we can learn about people and as groups by watching the bison as well.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.